The Outpost Radio on Demand. Here's Art Young from the Outpost Magazine.
We're talking some country fuzz this time on the Outpost Radio. Hello, I'm Art Young, and I'm the editor of the Outpost Magazine. And we have a member of the country band that's hotter than a $2 pistol. Kelby Ray of Cadillac 3, welcome to the Outpost, my friend.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Well, first off, let's get things first things first. Where did you get the name? Where did Cadillac 3 come from?
Well, Cadillac sounded cool. We'll start with that.
Good.
And there were three of us. Actually, well, we were called the Cadillac Black for a while, which actually just had a cool ring to it.
Well, ain't big city, you can call me a hit. Me in that bottle like a cow to a saw lick. Ain't nothing wrong, so don't try to fix. You keep them stones, just give us a stick.
Oh. Oh. Okay, that's a trademark issue. And we were like, well, you know, there's three of us, so we switched it to the Cadillac 3.
That's
the most exciting version of the story I can come up with.
Well, that's a good one. I mean, it sounds true, so what the hell? You know, you guys have been touring Europe hard and heavy, and apparently those fans over there like what they hear because Cadillac 3 was named the new band, the best new band of the UK Classic Rock and Roll Honor Awards. How in the world did some guys from Nashville pull that one off?
I have no idea, really. I mean, we've been over there, you know, we've only been over there about a half a dozen times in, you know, maybe a year and a half, which is still pretty, you know, that's a lot. But, you know, to actually make a mark, and, you know, we were in that category with nine other bands. And
wow.
I think we were probably the only one from the States. And somehow, and I heard we won by a very, very small margin of votes, which is still either way is very cool. I don't know how that happened. We did not expect to win that, but we got to go to the Classic Rock Awards. They had them in L.A. last fall, and man, we saw Ozzy Osbourne and just a whole slew of rock stars in that room. So it was really cool. You know, over there, they just really appreciate, you know, that kind of southern rock, kind of country sounding stuff that, you know, we call that over here, but over there it's just rock and roll. So to be nominated for like a rock award like that, it's best of both worlds.
Absolutely. And Rolling Stone Country voted the group one of 10 new artists that everybody needs to know. Congratulations on that one, too.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, you can't beat Rolling Stone. That's really
no.
that's the coolest, man. Just starting to see our names pop up in all these, big magazines and stuff around the world. It's exciting, man. It's really cool.
Absolutely. Now, tell me what country fuzz is. What does that term mean to you?
It's kind of just our version of our way of saying, you know, kind of our take on country music. You know, it's got a little bit of a heavier edge, and, you know, we didn't really want to call it, you know, necessarily southern rock. So, you know, we kind of came up with something that we thought was kind of cool and hip and kind of fit, so we called it Country Fuzz.
Nice. That's good. That's another good explanation. You guys have written top 10 songs for a who's who of country music. Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, Rascal Flatts, Tim McGraw, Dierks Bentley, the list goes on and on. Do any of those songs or any of those artists jump out at you and say, damn, that was a good reading of that song?
Man, I tell you what, it's always cool to hear the other people's interpretation of something that you wrote. And, it's really cool. I mean, everybody's done, you know, a great job with, like, Miranda did a song that Neil wrote called Old Shit that's on her album Platinum, which is, she did a great job. And, you know, Jaren's had a lot of success lately with, Billy Currington's Donut. He wrote that. And Meanwhile, Back at Mama's by Tim McGraw, and Raise Him Up by Keith Urban, which those last two we actually play live from time to time. And it's kind of fun to, you know, do them our own way and to hear, you know, hear them on the radio all over the place. So it's really cool.
Yeah, no, I can imagine that. I think that would be a blast hearing your stuff being interpreted by somebody else. But let's talk a little bit about White Lightning. And first of all, this song is most assuredly not that version that George Jones cut in the late 50s, early 60s. And by the way,
slightly different.
Yeah, you may not know this, Kelby, but you know who wrote that song?
I always thought he did. I don't know who.
No, I did too. But the guy who wrote the song actually cut it before Jones cut it, and it was the Big Bopper.
Oh, no kidding!
Yeah,
well, that makes I can see that.
I can see that too. Well, let's talk about the contemporary version of White Lightning. What's the story on this song? Because it is a killer.
Well, what I appreciate it, man. What's funny about that is Jaron wrote the song by himself and didn't even realize the George Jones connection until way after he had already written it. He just came up with he was driving home, came up with the idea. You know, ooh, I saw White Lightning, and trying to tell a story of how he met his now wife and how he fell in love so quickly and how everything, it just happened so fast, like a shot of white lightning. So it was, not a shot of white lightning like George would have been singing about, but a shot to the heart, I guess you would say.
Yeah. I heard a live version of this song, you guys doing the song, I guess a radio interview somewhere that just three of you playing. And as I was listening to it, I thought, I bet they tear this up when they play it live, because it's like I don't want to say it's exactly like, you know, Freebird, but it's like a Freebird thing where I can hear you just going off on that instrumental towards the end of the song. Is that what you do live, or is it?
Yeah. Well, we kind of let it ramp up, you know, all the way to the very end. And then that last chorus comes in and it's just like at its peak. And then we kind of bring it back down. So it's, you know, it's like a slow build, but you know, I'll take a comparison to Freebird any day.
Yeah, people with their lighters out there going, White Lightning, White Lightning, White Lightning.
Oh, absolutely. We're happy to finally get it out on iTunes as a single and have it out on country radio, because we've been playing it live for over a couple of years, and you know, it's been a fan favorite. So it's, you know, it's really we're happy to finally get it out to everybody. So everybody seems to be really excited about it.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's a great song. What are you guys doing now? I know you're on the road. You got to hit another interview in a second. But what are you guys up to now?
Ma'am, I am. We're in Chicago, right outside of downtown Chicago. We're playing a show tonight with the Brothers Osborne at a Toby Keith's Bar and Grill, and we've been. This is our last night of a almost 3 week run of shows, and the last three nights we played some festivals and got to see some good friends. We were hanging out with Chase Rice and Thomas Rhett last night, and the night before we saw Kit Moore and Dierks Bentley and some other guys. So it's been a fun few days of getting to see some friends. And. And the crowds have been awesome. So we're looking forward to tonight. It's going to be a good one, and we get to go home. We'll be home for the 4th of July weekend and have a little time off before we hit it again.
Good. Well, now you've been on that primetime, highly watched, highly successful soap opera about Music City called Nashville. And how did that gig come about?
In the first season, they were just really trying hard, and they still do. Going into their fourth season, I think coming up, they wanted to use bands and artists and venues and everything from in town. And, it was one of the writers of the show, Callie Curry. She knew us from, just kind of being around in Nashville and, reached out to our management. And next thing you know, we were, playing a version of Ring of Fire on the show. And then we got to go on the second season too. So, you know, I'm waiting to hear if we get to come back for any more shows. But the last episode we were on, we got outbid by Big Machine because Randa James was trying to sign us to her label, and Big Machine took us. So that's actually in real life what happened. Except Connie Britton didn't try to sign us in real life, but we did end up with Big Machine. So I don't know. We haven't heard from them lately, but hopefully we get to go back and do it again. It's a lot of exposure, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, man. Yeah, get some of those and some of those royalty checks rolling in for some of those songs you write. Nothing wrong with that
absolutely.
Either. Now, is the writer that you mentioned, Callie, isn't she married to T-Bone Burnett? Isn't he the
– Yeah.
Okay.
He was kind of in charge. He's kind of the, I guess, executive producer of the of all the music for the show too. So, and, you know, we've gotten to meet him once or twice, and super cool guy. And, you know, they do a really good job of that show using, like I said, venues and musicians and artists from Nashville, and even, you know, coffee shops, and they'll drop a name in there. So it's, you know, it's cool. It's really done a lot for the town, and we all grew up in Nashville. So to have our own version of Dallas, it's pretty cool thing. Put us
Absolutely.
On the map a little bit more.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for making the time for us today, Kelby Ray of the Cadillac. Boy, what a great, great thing you've got going. And, I hope you guys, you know, keep the Cadillac 3 rolling along.
Will do, man. We're not stopping this year and already booking into next year. So we're not slowing down.
All right. I'm Art Young of the Outpost Magazine On Demand. We'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds great, man.
She stole my heart faster than a heat-seeking missile on a mission, faster than a bass to the hook when daddy's fishing, faster than a walnut rolls off a hen house, faster than a whiskey shot goes down, down south. Ooh, I saw my lightning. Faster than McQueen running in red lights, faster than the Duke boys jumping at hillside, faster than Elvis could shake or rattle roll, faster than a skirt flying up on the road. I said, ooh, I saw my lightning. I said, ooh, I saw my breaking every record, faster than a tree dies in the desert, faster than that bug splatter on my windshield, faster than you die when you take too many pills.
The Outpost Radio On Demand from the On Demand page of theoutpostlife.com.